from KQED.
The state Supreme Court has issued a ruling affecting California immigrants, those who've had minor brushes with the law. The California Report's Scott Schaefer has the details.
Rodrigo Martinez came to California illegally from Mexico. And in 1992, at the age of 18, he was arrested for selling $8 worth of marijuana. Martinez pleaded guilty, avoided jail time, and has been out of trouble ever since. But the court in Santa Clara County never advised him that his guilty plea could eventually prevent him from ever becoming a citizen or even lead to deportation. And that's nearly what happened. But in a unanimous ruling Thursday, the high court said Martinez had a right to know the possible immigration implications, even if it wouldn't have changed his decision about the plea deal. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says it's not uncommon to find immigrants in this position.
So it's an important decision by the Supreme Court because it sends the message you have to give complete, full, accurate information to people before they make one of the most important decisions of their life.
Martinez is now married to a U.S. citizen. They have four children, and he's the sole breadwinner. His case only came to the attention of federal immigration officials when he applied to become a permanent resident 5 years ago. Sarah Coppin argued his case before the court.
He was ineligible for a green card because of this conviction. There's nothing barring him any longer from applying for that status and obtaining it.
Immigrants with minor convictions and otherwise clean records are the only ones likely to benefit from Thursday's decision, says immigration rights attorney Michael Mayer.
I don't think this will lead to the vacation of convictions in rape cases, murder cases, other serious and violent felonies.
The ruling also brings California law into line with an earlier decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.